was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, the featured act every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sorry, folks, that wasn't our music, but either way, I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me. The call-in number for your questions tonight is 1-800-313-9443. If you're interested in attending the 5-day Comprehensive Law Merchants Leadership Conference on August 2nd through the 6th, or if you'd like to receive links to various internet forums that listeners to this program have been kind enough to start, then please send an email without any attachments to robertat@hush.com. And if you have any questions or comments about the program you'd like to address to me, please send them to takenoprisoners@hush.com. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight, my friends. As if you haven't guessed, it's Sunday night, May 13th. They tell me it's Mother's Day, the day when we show our appreciation to all the chocolate manufacturers for poisoning our mothers during the year. Instead of honoring those fine women for sacrificing on our behalf year-round and for preserving the posterity and for not ratting us out to the cops when we were teenagers. I'm eternally indebted to my mom for that last one. As many of you know, tonight I intend to answer the most provocative question in the freedom movement, namely, how do you rescue an innocent former surety from prison or from probation? And while we're answering that question, we'll also be providing a step-by-step beneficiaries in common user's manual, a primer, so to speak, as a roadmap to all of you out there to applying BIC across the board. If you're one of the many folks who write me about relatives being held in the debtor's warehouse, you may want to take careful notes tonight. Download the program from Republic right after the broadcast or transcribe it. Either way, join me in 3 minutes right after the break. This is a program you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
Many.
Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Folks, I mentioned before the break that we intend to give a BIC primer tonight, and we have almost 2 hours to do it. I will try to be as specific as I possibly can. We probably won't be addressing the phone call, the phone lines, as much as you might like, but if you listen in, I promise that you'll be inundated with much more information tonight because it will be specific and it will be progressive, following the method from beginning to end, and that will amount to much more information than simple responses to calls tonight. One caution, please do not make the mistake of thinking that this program will prepare you for prison extraction. Only a fool would take action based upon a radio broadcast, right? However, we should be able to provide sufficient opportunity for prisoners reading the program by transcript to evaluate whether they have an affinity for BIC, specifically for satisfying all obligations and for going to peace with the United States. And that's what the BIC process is all about. It's about peaceful coexistence with the United States. And to achieve these lofty goals tonight, we will be interviewing a former guest of Club Fed who will share his insights and hopefully, for many of you, demystify the prison experience. You don't want to miss a minute of the program. Excuse me, friends, I have been talking nonstop for days. My apologies if I sound a little hoarse or I'll be clearing my throat throughout the program. Excuse me, especially coming off of the Law Merchants Leadership Conference. But I would say it's safe to say that programming like this is being heard around the world. And from what I can tell from all of the communications I receive all during the week, BIC is spreading like a great plague of truth. We have 6 call-in lines that are open. And as I said later on in the program, I hope to be taking your calls as the evening progresses. My apologies to the folks in Australia for not responding to some of the recent emails. You folks are probably well aware that I'm swamped, including covering a practice for a friend who's under the weather. But by all means, keep up the good work down under and in a number of the other countries that have been in touch with me. Now, the first thing prisoners and their families might want to consider is the word of the Lord. May sound like a cliche because we've heard it so many times. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. It's not a cliche. It's only a cliche because perhaps the media has used the Lord's word in vain. As far as going to peace with the United States, it was never more applicable than with your dealings with marshals and sheriffs and corrections officers and treasury agents and IRS employees. Most of those folks are good people, believe it or not. It may seem like it at the time you're wrestling with them. They're good people who are only doing their jobs. And how many of you listening out there haven't heard that? Just doing my job, sir. The sad part is that by a planned pattern of cultural amnesia, they are completely unaware, almost to a man, that Nuremberg taught us that dedication to orders received on the job is not a moral imperative. It's not even a poor excuse. They're also unaware, and might I suggest if you're a United States agent, you might want to Google this. They're unaware of 28 U.S.C. 3002. And because they're unaware of it, if they Google that, they will discover that the United States has functioned as a corporation since 1871, my friends. Those agents who are listening tonight are probably also unaware of 28 U.S.C. 2041, United States Code Section 2041, which stipulates that a transfer of funds placed on deposit with any court of the United States must occur to Treasury. Now ask yourselves, why would that be? Why would you be surprised that funds deposited in courts of the United States Federal Corporation since 1933 should be transferred to the trustee of the United States bankruptcy, or more accurately, the United States receivership? In fact, most of those fellows listening to my voice would not be aware or would probably fight to the death to disprove that the United States is in bankruptcy. And in fact, I received an email today from someone asking me the classic question, prove to me that we're in bankruptcy. And all I could say is, as I've said to numerous people over the years, including attorneys who have presented that to me, what's the system of law? What would be the name of the system of law that you would give to a venue in which the operational currency is liability? Whether it's Federal Reserve notes, bonds, stocks, letters of credit, doesn't really matter. Credit card invoices, checks, they are all evidence of liability. When you write a check and make presentment to a party, you're giving them a lien against your account. You're saying, I have a liability that I will stand behind. What is a note, a Federal Reserve note? Evidence of liability. So what's the system of law in which all value and all purchases are made, and I use the word loosely, are made with instruments that are evidence of liability. Where would you trade liability to purchase goods and services? There's only one system I know of. There's only one possible system. Can there be any other system that fits that criteria than bankruptcy? And folks, it wasn't always like that. If you're an agent of the United States, why don't you research 1933 and find out the venue of law that was in existence before 1933, or better yet, before 1861? Ancient history is sometimes the best history. And you know what we call the trading of liabilities, or the treatment of liabilities as assets? There's a word for it. And I'll bet you if I had my audience right here in front of me and I called on half of you, you probably wouldn't know what I'm talking about. It's called securitization. Only recently has that word become popular. When people think of securitization, they think of Enron, those big bad boys who did a terrible thing. What did they do? They did exactly what the United States Federal Corporation does, exactly what all of us do every time we buy a newspaper or a pack of gum or a car or spend so-called money in any way. We sell the liabilities to another corporation under the guise that they can be entered on the buyer's books, on the purchaser's books as an asset. And then we enter the proceeds of the sale on the books as an asset. So what happens? Your company accumulates liabilities, and you sell those liabilities to another company. That company treats those liabilities as an asset and enters it on the books as an asset. And what's the name that you might give to such a transaction if you didn't know any better? Does money laundering come to mind? The United States is the biggest money launderer in the world. By the way, when that corporation purchases those assets and pays another instrument, liability or asset, over to the selling company, the company that sold its liabilities, what does that selling company do with that money, with those proceeds? Enters it on the books as an asset. So company A liquidates the liabilities and makes presentment of them to company B. Company B enters them as an asset, makes payment to company A. Company A enters them as an asset. Suddenly, where are the liabilities? Nobody's got any liabilities. All we've got are assets. Sounds ridiculous. Sounds foolish. Sounds illegal, doesn't it? Business as usual in the United States. All those agents listening to my voice understand you are defending the bizarro world and you don't even know it. And all patriots around the world seek is to go to peace. We give you your bizarro world. Let it function. We don't want to take it apart. We'll exist in peaceful coexistence so that President Bush can go on the air. Imagine the president of the world's largest corporation, U.S. Inc., which instituted the system of bizarro liability exchange known as securitization, disguised as money 75 years ago, so he can go on the air and condemn a sub-corporation for selling its liabilities as assets and entering the proceeds on the books as an asset. Imagine the leader of the company that issues the consolidated annual financial report sending his children to jail for following his example. And folks, the reason I've wasted all that time on the subject is because that's why you're in jail. You are too good. You were too good at securitization, and you didn't realize it. You go to jail in the United States when you learn from the United States how to process liability instruments with the same efficiency as the United States. That said, let's focus in now on the unique concept of paying liabilities with joint beneficiary private issues to achieve set-off of the charges, a zero balance, and a redraft of the adhesion contract. And we will pick up the BIC process for achieving all of that after a 3-minute break. Don't go away. You don't want to miss the moment of it. And we'll bring in our special guest when we continue after the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Friends, if you'd like to attend the five-day Comprehensive Law Merchant Leadership Conference, which is coming up August 2nd through August 6th, and it's really quite an event, by all means, please request a registration form from Roberta at robertat@hush.com. She's a bit swamped. She's been swamped these days, so please bear with her if it takes a little while to get back to you. We are encouraging groups to pool their resources to send at least one or two representatives to take the technology back home. This is a model that is working like crazy. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I'm in touch with groups all over the world who are specifically appointing specialists and disseminating the information in a comprehensive mentoring fashion, as they pledged to do when they sent representatives to the first conference a couple of weeks ago. And so we see specialists in grand jury procedure, in criminal complaints, in treasury direct liquidation, in international commercial claims, and on, and the sense of enthusiasm, excitement, and success is palpable. And we are seeing some very interesting developments, which I won't present as yet. We want these to manifest fully. I'm not one who's going to lead people down a primrose pathway. In fact, when things don't work, we're going to make sure to follow up those procedures as well to make sure people aren't tempted to act adversely to their own health and the health of their families. So anyway, we're asking attendees, study groups, to send a representative or two, and we're asking all attendees to secure Rockland, either from me or from a friend, and study the commercial folder, folder number 4, in extreme detail in preparation for what is an exhausting, comprehensive, although well laid out, presentation for 5 days at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference on August 2nd in Albany, New York. Anyway, before we get on to the actual, to our special guest, a former debtor warehoused in Club Fed, and before we lay out the BIC process in its entirety from that perspective, I want to address one other issue. I'd like to spend a few minutes on this. This is an issue of concern to almost everyone listening because I get these requests all day long, and the reason I have no voice is because I'm on the phone all day long discussing with people what I might do in those situations. How do you delay your cases when you're under tight deadline, you just found out about BIC, and now you either want to take the conference or take time to learn from a friend or a mentor? How do you delay? How would you delay, for instance, until August 2nd? What are the technologies that you might do to buy yourself some time? Well, there are many ways to do that. Many ways come to mind. The first thing that comes to mind is I might file the indemnity bond, as we'll discuss with our guest, and we'll be discussing throughout the night. I might file that bond with Treasury and then take a photocopy, certify the copy with my signature. I'm the maker of the bond. Who else can certify it? And attach it to a notice of counterclaim and immediately present that privately to the parties. Or a variation of that, I guess, is that I might file the indemnity bond, and at the same time I might file a petition to vacate a void judgment. I don't care if it's a good petition or a bad petition. Let me share a secret with you. They all fail. You can take the finest pleading in the world, and unless it's Richard Cornforth himself presenting it, it probably will fail. Now, not everyone's pleading is going to fail, but everyone who contacts me is facing the situation where those sorts of equity pleadings are dishonored and denied in courts all day long. And why wouldn't they be? Because what are you asking the court? You're saying, Your Honor, I think you need to dishonor your previous decision where I defaulted or was in contempt or failed to show. Of course they're going to be turned down. But once you put it into the case and they deny it, you've reopened that case. Boom, just like that, one piece of paper. And at that point, you might consider putting in the notice of counterclaim publicly. And at the Law Merchants Leadership Conference, we reviewed both a private notice of counterclaim, which is a true notice, and a public court-style captioned notice of counterclaim. And you could file that into the case. In fact, you might walk into court and file it when they least expect it. And in most cases, there's a high probability that whatever hearing they had discussed that day will not be completed in the manner that had been anticipated by the public. When they question the counterclaim, you might say something very simple like Arthur did, whom we interviewed 2 weeks ago. I stand by my counterclaim. Is there a defect in my counterclaim? Your Honor, have you identified a defect in the counterclaim? Do you understand the counterclaim? Would you like to take a couple of weeks and study the counterclaim so you don't accidentally accept any unnecessary risk? Now, there are many challenges that can be afforded in those hearings, but I guarantee you that that simple process will buy you time. And after the break, we'll explore three or four other very simple procedures, two or three pieces of paper, that can extend your time to study BIC comfortably. So please join us in 3 minutes maybe less than 3 minutes at this break, after the music ends.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I'm thrilled to have you here with us tonight. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we hope to get to your calls in the second hour. As we're discovering, things take a little longer on the radio than we might hope, but hopefully the information will be valuable to you, or at least entertaining to you. And as you know, everything that we talk about is for your entertainment only. I hope we're cultivating the love of learning. So, we were talking about some delaying strategies that could be used to buy time to learn the BIC technology for all of those groups out there which have active cases and have decided that they want to move ahead to this state-of-the-art approach. I think before the break we were discussing simply using an indemnity bond with a petition to vacate a void judgment. Now remember, when you put that petition in, it will fail. That's fine, because it's a tactical strategy. It's basically saying to the judge, here, judge, is this good enough? Is this pleading good enough to get you to rule that the United States has lost the case? I doubt that he's going to accept that. Self-evident that they will fail. But then he says denied, and boom, you hand to him or hand to the bailiff or file in the case or have the notary file in the case the counterclaim. And what does the counterclaim say to the judge? It says, hey, sir, all liabilities are paid. Do you want me to invite you in under subpoena, under penalty of perjury, to answer the question, who stole the funds in the event you decide not to adjust the accounts and not to transfer the funds to Treasury? If I were going to put a counterclaim in like that, I'd be tempted to include with it a negative averment, an affidavit of negative averment, which probably everyone out there listening to my voice knows how to do, which would provide to them, the way I like to present it, in a people-friendly manner, it will provide to them the opportunity to disprove the assumption that they participated in a theft of funds in the special maritime jurisdiction. We'll be talking more about that as we have in the past. Now, you can also put in a notice of interest. Those of you on our email list or on the trickle-down email lists probably received a notice of interest this week. The notice of interest is a very simple way to let parties know that there is a third party in the case who has an interest in the outcome, an interest in the property, an interest in the title, a lien right, or something of that sort. A couple of paragraphs is sufficient, and if any of you have not received that document, why don't you send an email to... Well, send that one to Roberta also. RobertaT@hush.com. My apologies, Roberta. Please don't hate me for keeping you busy. Another item that we sent out was, I believe, was an administrative remedy. It's marked for garnishment. However, it's an example of how, depending upon the character and flavor of your case, if you're involved in a controversy with an employer, a bank, someone else who intends to trespass upon your first-in-line claim, well, the garnishment remedy is an argument technology, and it's definitely not recommended, but it is something that might get you thinking, because if I were in the position of a clerk working for an insurance company who had sent out a form letter with my name on it that said, we're going to be withholding this or that or the other thing for whatever reason, then when I saw this particular letter and realized that I might be at risk for stepping on the claim, it might give me pause too and might slow down the situation considerably. One short deadline case I spoke with today, who's under a contempt order, which will involve a hearing on Thursday, I believe, for not producing books and records, seem to approach the problem as, well, what can I do about it? All they're asking for is books and records. Did you bring your records? But folks, it's not about records. It's about liability. It's all about commerce. If it was me and I was asked in the courtroom, did you bring your records? I'd say, I sure did. Here's a copy for you, Mr. Jones. Bailiff, would you hand this to the judge? Here's a courtesy copy for you, judge. And my records would include a beneficiary's in common promissory note and an affidavit of negative averment stating there is no evidence of the existence of records in addition to bonded promissory note number such and such and this affidavit in case number whatever. In other words, why would I even be stipulating to the existence of such records if you know that those records exist? Then let's put you on the stand, let's put you under penalty of perjury, and see how you might respond to the question about the existence of records or any other question that might happen to pop up depending upon what your answer is. We might ask them to write in open court. You might say, here are the records, would anyone, and here's the affidavit as an opportunity to identify a defect in the records. Does anyone see a defect in these records? If so, please advise me accordingly and I will make a correction. And by the way, in that, following this line of thinking, I would probably name the judge, the clerk, any United States agents, and any prosecutors as joint fiduciaries on the promissory note, or I might use multiple promissory notes and start distributing them around. And if the prosecutor says when I hand him his note, "Hey, Your Honor, this is bogus," I'd turn to the judge and say, "Your Honor, I think you need to read Mr. Jones's Miranda rights. It sounds to me like he intends to retain Mr. Paulson's funds for his own personal use, and I'd like to give him the opportunity on the stand under oath to prove that he doesn't have criminal intent in his heart." Judge, would you ask him to step? Sorry, apparently the line was just disconnected. So I'm going to back up a few seconds and pick up where we were speaking. I wonder if there were third parties at work in that disconnect. Anyway, I would hand off the promissory notes, and I would say to the judge, or somehow move him in the direction to put the prosecutor on the stand and read him his Miranda rights, and give me an opportunity to examine whether or not the prosecutor who's calling this instrument bogus happens to have a certificate of protest or a notice of dishonor on his person. And if not, does he have firsthand knowledge? Is he willing to testify to that which he was just mouthing off about in the courtroom under penalty of perjury? See, folks, it isn't about the records. It's about the liability, and I would urge you to remember that when you think your back is up the wall, but actually you're facing very simple situations where the onus of proof is placed on the United States, not upon you. What I would not do under any circumstances is try to hammer them with pleadings in equity, such as the petition to vacate a void judgment that I mentioned, because And I wouldn't argue constitutional rights or due process under the circumstances I'm describing, because I'll tell you, most of those things typically fail, especially in the federal venue. They're inequity when, in effect, you're saying here, please, please find something in my pleading good enough to rule against yourself. And, folks, it ain't going to happen. Finally, another very effective delaying strategy, one which can be valuable in many different kinds of cases, is filing a bankruptcy action. Now, there are a number of ways you can do that. I interviewed someone, I believe 2 weeks ago on the program, who had filed a Chapter 13 action. But it's a very easy way to slow down many kinds of proceedings, not necessarily so-called criminal proceedings, but certainly proceedings where other creditors are purporting to have claims against you or against the straw man with a similar name. One way you can do bankruptcy is, with very little experience, is just to go in and file the action. If you want to learn how to file bankruptcy, you go to the U.S. District Court website, the U.S. Courts website, and then go to the Bankruptcy Court sub-website. And they have a primer in bankruptcy you can download. You can also look at the federal rules of bankruptcy. They're very easy to read, by the way. And decide which way is best for you. Chapter 11, where you appoint yourself as a trustee. Chapter 13, which can be very handy. Or if you have huge liabilities, if you have huge assets as a living man creditor, which you wish to express, you might use Chapter 7. You can go in as a simple debtor. If you don't want to get fancy and you just want to slow things, one thing I might consider doing is going in as a debtor and making sure that there are at least 3, 4, or 5 friendly creditors, friends of mine, knowledgeable patriots who understand what it is to be a creditor and who are carrying a small and in some cases maybe a large security interest against my straw man. So when they hold the creditors meeting and maybe an agency party shows up and a credit card company attorney shows up, you have 3 other friendly creditors to ask the questions that you're desiring to have answered if the trustee tries to put the clamps on you. And when the those unfriendly, those hostile creditors present their forms B-10, their proof of claim, and they've stapled to it pieces of paper with numbers on it which have no signature, no contract, no affidavit of obligation, nothing to indicate that there is truly an affidavit, and hence they perjured themselves by affixing those and representing them to a court as being a bona fide security instrument. You can turn around and ask them to present the security instrument, and were they lying when they said they had one under penalty of perjury? And if the trustee says, let's just move on, we have their verified claim, and there's no objection to it, one of the creditors can object to it. Or one of the creditors or yourself can turn to the trustee and say, excuse me, ma'am, can anyone with a photocopier come into this venue and exert a claim against the debtor in bankruptcy? And if she says that would be within the – hard for me to imagine she would say it to that question, but if she said that would be within the acceptable parameters of business as usual of this court, then I would make sure there's a creditor in there with an antecedent claim, an earlier claim, properly filed and photocopied, numbers and no signature. And now the trustee backed herself right into a corner. Either way, it's a win-win situation. And it puts you in the ability, it puts you in the position to bring the trustee and, if necessary, the judge in under criminal indictment, which is something we review with some thoroughness at the Law Merchants Leadership Conference. There are other ways to go into bankruptcy to start the delaying action. And by the way, in bankruptcy, you can refile the schedules, the schedule of secured creditors, the schedule of the debtor in bankruptcy's assets. All of those schedules can be refiled as many times as you want up until the moment the plan is accepted. What if you, one of those friendly creditors has an enormous claim, $100 million or $100 billion against a straw man? What if you have a claim against a straw man, as most of you listening tonight do? Well, then you can turn the entire procedure around and put the debtor in bankruptcy into the action with the debtor in bankruptcy holding a perfected security interest in an agency, a bank, a credit card company, whatever it is, by virtue of having paid, by virtue of you having paid with a BIC promissory note. Sounds complicated. It's not. You take 4 days to get through all of the BIC instruments, as we'll review after the next break, file the bankruptcy action, and list those promissory notes as the debtor's assets. How can you do that? Because the living man assigns them over to the debtor. And then the living man would reduce the straw man's obligation to him under the original security agreement that all of you have. That would be reduced to under the bankruptcy limits for Chapter 13, which I think are maybe a total of 900,000 and change of secured creditor claims against the debtor in bankruptcy. If it's greater than that, you could just go into Chapter 7. So there are many ways to delay actions, depending on the kind of case that you have. There are always ways to give pause to the United States to say to itself, this is a bit unusual. It's under public policy. I think I'd better take a couple of weeks and study what's going on here and have an opportunity to meet ex parte with the prosecutor, because that's what will happen behind the closed doors, of course. Now, excuse me. There might be some other tools you might want to consider. Developing a commercial lien quickly as part of your contract process, pushing through a notice of fault and a notice of default, and filing the commercial lien in as a counterclaim. That's probably the most effective counterclaim one can offer because the courts exist to enforce security instruments. And negotiable paper in the highest form of a security instrument in admiralty is what? An admiralty lien, a commercial lien. So, that said, I believe we have a break coming up in just a minute. And after the break, we are going to bring onto the program James from New Mexico, who spent some time in a Bureau of Prisons facility, and he will be happy to share his experiences with us. Actually, he might even be on the line right now. James, are you there? Well, folks, that music means that the break is upon us. I hope you'll download this program and digest delaying tactics, and we'll see you after the break.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, first, let me apologize. I didn't realize till a few minutes ago just how under the weather I am tonight. And it's a little difficult to speak, my apologies, but that comes with the territory of constantly yammering from the mouth with people all day long on the phone. I also wanted to mention briefly that we have dedicated study groups that are really cropping up all over. Here's an email that was sent to me. I'll be brief. Dear Sam, I received this today, I believe. I just thought you might be interested to know that we have now dedicated our study group meetings in, and this is a town in another continent, exclusively to your technologies. Our group has been operating for 4 years, and yesterday was the first of our new format meetings. We ran out of time nearly 4 hours after starting. A couple of exclamation points. By the way, I'm used to that kind of meeting. We used to go till midnight and one. Once you get your teeth, sink your teeth into something where you feel like you can make progress, you don't want to let go. And he goes on to say, we had very enthusiastic support from our excited members who now saw the clear direction that needed to be followed and the responsibility that goes with the learning and understanding of your technologies before any implementation phase. We had members present who have not attended meetings for over 6 months to hear what was taking our group by storm now that clear direction was with us. Members have been empowered to listen to your broadcast each week as a prerequisite for attendance at meetings as part of the self-responsibility and self-learning that is required. My friends, please hear that message from another continent. This is the commitment to learning that will reveal our remedies. And this is my dream that I've been writing to you about in email. I'm challenging all the study groups around the world who have found themselves stagnating in argument and dishonor to step forward and finally go to peace with the United States, master the technology, delegate responsibility to specialists, and define, give meaning to the word leadership that we have incorporated into the Law Merchant Leadership Conference, a word which the Lord placed in my heart no more, I would say, than 2 or 3 hours before I took the concept to you on the air this past February. If you want to join that commitment, find a friend, find a mentor, attend the Law Merchant Conference in Albany, August 2nd to the 6th. Move mountains. Make it happen because it's within your power to make it happen as a child of God. That said, let me see if James from New Mexico is on the line. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, James. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Same. Good. Thank you for joining us. James, you spent some time in a United States debtor's warehouse, did you not?
Unfortunately, yes.
did you know at the time it was a debtor's warehouse?
No, I didn't.
When did you find out?
I always figured they were making some money or something out of the deal. I mean, they don't just lock you up for nothing. It's always been a money scam. Jails, county jails, prisons, you name it. It's always always been about the money. But
I'm just recently
really come aware of things in the last 3 or 4 months of how the process really gets started.
Very good. So you've been doing some studying.
Serious study.
Oh, very serious study, my friends. Now, here's a man who's done hard time, and he knows the value of serious study. Tell you what, James, we have a one-minute break coming, not a 3 minutes. And I'm very excited to continue our discussion after the break. Thank you for joining me. Folks, join us after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.